I had a great father, a great dad. He was a stern man in many ways, but I never doubted his love for me. Several times I received his discipline, and he tanned my hide, as people will say. He let me have it, but I deserved it every time, let me tell you. But I knew he did it for one purpose. My dad loved me, and he wanted me to grow up to be a responsible adult. But most of all, he wanted me to grow up to love Jesus and follow his word. And he knew that I needed that discipline. You know, God treats us the same way. He says, "Those whom I love, I rebuke. I reprove. I tell them they're wrong, and I chastise them," just as a father would his children, a father who loves his children and wants them to grow to be responsible and godly adults. Listen how Jesus concludes the letters that he dictated to the churches in Asia, and what he says about how he loves all the people that he's been rebuking. It's found in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, the 19th verse. "As many as I love, I rebuke and punish. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into them and will sup with them, and they with me. To the one that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." You see, Jesus loves us. And all these churches that he's been writing to in this book of Revelation, where he's had some good things and some very stern things to say to them, he said it all in love. And he's trying to prompt us to repent, to change our mind about the wrong things that we are doing, and to proceed on the right path. And he says, "As many as I love, I rebuke them and punish them. Be careful, therefore, be zealous, and repent." That is just change your mind. And this picture of Jesus standing at the door and knocking, and we hear his voice. He's saying, "Repent, open the door, and I will come in, and I will eat with you, and you with me." You see, in the culture in that day, when you shared a meal with them in their home, you were saying to each other, "I will never harm you." Repent, begin walking in the right way with God, and Jesus will come into you and will sup with you, and you with him, and he will grant you to sit on his throne. Let's pray. Father, I want to sit on that throne with Jesus. I really don't know what that would be like. Jesus said, "If I will repent and be zealous and follow him, I will sit on his throne." I want that more than anything, Lord. And I pray that you would help me as I walk with Jesus and I follow him. Give me grace, O Lord God. Forgive me where I stumble, and strengthen me that I may be your obedient and faithful servant. In Jesus' name, amen.